Welcome to the Rich the Architect podcast, where I speak not only about architecture, but also the business of owning your own firm, along with other personal hobbies or interests I have. And now, introducing Rich the Architect, What's going on? This is episode 11 of Rich the Architect. In this episode, I have a guest, John Lorenzo of Revco Work, which is a simply put is a business community, and which has like co-working space and other like educational seminars. Things. I am actually a member of Revco Work. So so this episode is an interview with John. He tells a little bit about what's going on with Revco Work, how he got to this point of having it, and then also some of his future plans that he has with the community and some spaces, and talks about a potential like coffee shop type concept that's involved with it. So I had a good time with this. And the other thing too is I had a Myriad Media, Dan McCloskey. He did he recorded the audio for this podcast. I got to give a thanks to him for that. He has a bunch of podcasting equipment. He's looking actually for, you know, anybody who is doing a podcast and, you know, maybe looking to have a little bit more of a setup, a different, you know, more professional setup or whatever. So he provides that. He also provides, video recording of it as well, studio lights, things like that. So I got to give a shout out to Dan for providing that for this. So that's why this probably might sound a little bit different than the previous episodes. So because, I used Dan for that. So jump right into it, and then I'll get back into the music when we get back. All right. Okay. All right. Facebook Live, Instagram Live, podcast world. How y'all doing? This is Rich the Architect, episode 11. I am Rich. I'm the architect. And today, I'm honored to have John Lorenzo of Revco Work here as a guest.
Thank you.
It's good to have you on.
Thanks, buddy.
And
honored to be in number 11.
Number 11, yes. Not number 5.
No, not number 5.
I've been thinking.
My bad.
But John has Revco Work here in South Jersey in Sicklerville,
yep,
right?
In Sicklerville.
Yeah. This is, well, I'm going to let him actually explain it, but I will say that it's a bit of it's a co-working and also a
coffee shop community. And
a business community here in South Jersey. I am actually a member of Revco Work, and we met, I don't know, maybe about a year ago, maybe through the chamber in Williamstown.
I think so.
And then you launched this. It's not been quite a year yet.
No, since September.
Yeah.
So 10 months. Ten months. Goes by quick.
Yeah. And we're actually here in his location in Sicklerville, right off of Cross Keys Road near the AC Expressway. So so let's just get started. John, why don't you tell me a little bit? Tell everyone a little bit about you, a little bit about Revco Work, what you got going on.
Absolutely. So my name is John Lorenzo. I'm super honored to be on the show today. My background is, back when I was a kid, I sold some stuff on eBay, and I came into this place called PostNet. It was like a local shipping place that you could sell or ship stuff to wherever it needed to go. And the guy offered me a job before I left. And I was 17 or 16 years old, and I was looking for my first job. And I was just like, oh, this looks easy. I think I can do this. Tape up some packages, ship them out across the country. Yeah, this looks good. While all my friends were kind of working like a Taco Bell and stuff like that, and I was just like, I really don't want to work retail. Mm-hmm. So this one worked. But my nature has always been to give it 110%. And from that first job opportunity, I ended up having the opportunity to own that company 5 years later when I was 22 years old. And it was never a really successful store, but I knew that it could be so much more than the shipping location. It turned into a marketing center. And 5 years later, we grew it to be one of the top 30 Postnets in the country. But I didn't feel fulfilled. I didn't feel like I was really fulfilling my dream of helping entrepreneurs and business owners. I really started to have a real strong love for entrepreneurship and that passion, helping people realize that passion. So I started to think about Revco. And the idea behind Revco is to connect small business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs in a space that they're already familiar with. So we set out first on our first year to start small. We built this pilot program here. It's a community workspace where people can sign up for $29 a month, and they have a place in the community that they can come in, work with other professionals, so that they know it's not like at a coffee shop where you're not really encouraged to talk to the people next to you,
right?
Because you don't really know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Here, you know, when you're a member of Revco, everyone here is here to work and is here to fulfill their dreams, make some money. So you're kind of encouraged to talk to the person next to you and say, hey, what do you do? And it's been really cool to see the organic connections that people have been making at our workspace just by being here.
Yeah.
You know, just, hey, what are you working on today? Oh, you know what? I'm working on some website tweaks too. Do you have any feedback? It's been really cool to create the support system here in South Jersey. And 10 months later, our pilot program is about to sign up our 60th member today, which we're very, very excited about. So now it's time to evolve the model, and we're gonna drop the work and just call it Revco and turn it into Revco Coffee and Cowork.
Okay.
So it'll be a fully public coffee shop with a workspace and meeting space where you can reserve different size rooms by the hour.
Right. Good. And I wanted to just come in there because John, not only I explained with the Revco work, but John actually is a potential client of mine right now. Because with this coffee shop, we've already sat down, we actually have already looked at a space that he's considering and talked about the different different things that need to happen for that, whether it's, you know, his design ideas, and then I come back and say, well, that's not gonna work, or that's gonna be very expensive because of A, B, and C, and et cetera. So we've even had some conversations already. So why don't you tell us where you are now with the coffee shop, and where where that's gonna go.
So working with Rich has been super, super helpful in developing our business model and our business plan. Because originally, when I was going about this, I saw a big space. I saw a 5,000 square foot space that had a public coffee shop with a couple different event spaces and a lot of conference rooms. But by working with Rich, I was able to plan ahead and say, hey, it's gonna cost us this much to build this. And so I took that into account, and I said, wow, that's a lot of money.
Right.
And it costs what it costs. So then I worked on a smaller scaled down model, one that had four different size meeting rooms and not eight different conference rooms and meeting spaces. Instead of two event spaces, we turned it into one event space. And I ran the numbers, and what I found out, which was interesting to me, is that even by downsizing the size or the scale of the location, we came out with the same net profit at the end of the year than if we built this big scale one. Mm-hmm. So it didn't make sense for us to actually have this giant, ginormous space, which added a ton of overhead and made it a lot more risky for us to fill.
Yeah.
When we could do it on a smaller scale, still accomplish our goals, and remain the same amount of profitability.
Right, and I think some of the spaces, like you were saying, it's like you had like different functions for different spaces, but you realized that some of the spaces could actually just be the same space.
Yeah.
And they can serve one purpose at one time of the day and another purpose at another.
Exactly. So instead of having a dedicated podcast room, we can have a room that fits six people.
Yeah.
And it could double as a six-person conference room, or it could also double as our podcast room.
Yeah.
And our workspace here, instead of building two workspaces at 800 square feet each, we can make it a flex space and say during the day it's our events, but at night it turns up into our workshop space.
Yeah.
Where we do small business workshops and skill-based workshops for our members and our surrounding community to get those skills.
Right. And the funny thing is this space here, on the video here, you know, we're just kind of over in the corner, but we have a, you know, there's a coffee bar here. We have a general table to seat about
community flex, yeah,
about 20
table.
People maybe, or 15 people.
Yeah, in our space we have seating still for 20 people.
Yeah, and John has had a number of events here already where it's different people are making presentations. You know, we've had, you know, mastermind groups here as well that, you know, there's about 15 people in. So yeah, this one space here is serving multiple
so
purposes.
So many different purposes. Yeah, it's all scheduled.
Yeah.
But by working with someone like Rich, and like, I don't have the experience in building spaces and laying out plans. So by having a great partner like Rich, who has been helping us try to run the numbers and be proactive, it's probably saved us a lot of headaches and maybe even have saved our business, because I would have gotten a 5,000 square foot space when really all I need is a 2,400 square foot or 3,000 square foot space to accomplish our goals. And by our model is putting this in a retail location, and you guys know retail rent is not cheap. Rent alone is not cheap.
Yeah.
So he saved us thousands and thousands of dollars on our bottom line overhead, and we're still making the same amount of net profit with our business model. So it's super beneficial to get an architect involved like Rich, who could potentially save your business before it even gets started.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I can think, we didn't really talk too much yet about the coffee shop part of it, but even on the coffee shop end of it, the simple thing is as the bathrooms.
Yeah.
In the coffee shop, it was like he was telling me some of his ideas, and I was like, well, John, now we can't go with the bathrooms here. We actually have to have, you know, it's not a single serve bathroom. This is, we need a men's room, we need a women's room, you know, and that's going to, of course, have more cost involved.
Absolutely.
In the construction and maintenance and all that stuff. So
yeah.
So you want to talk a little bit about the coffee shop?
Yeah, so yeah. Our coffee shop is, it's going to be a craft coffee shop. We've noticed that craft is, it's really it. Everybody wants craft anything. Craft brews, craft crafts. Everyone loves that specialty kind of product. So we're looking to build a craft coffee shop here in Sicklerville or somewhere near, if we can find the right space that fits our needs. As there really is no craft coffee shop within 20 minutes of this location.
Right.
Our favorite drink is our Nitro Cold Brew. We have different cold brews on tap here at the workspace. That is kind of going to be our signature drink, what people really come to us for. There's really not a lot of places that you can get Nitro Cold Brew on tap here in South Jersey. So we're really excited to bring that and some healthy alternatives, whether it's shakes, smoothies and stuff like that, to our workspace environment. So really, at our coffee shop where everyone is already going to for meetings, we'll be able to provide so much more for those patrons, whether it be private meeting space, workshops, networking events, as well as community workspace. So we're able to hit a lot of the needs for our modern day workforce.
And do you see that the coffee shop could be almost like the, you know, step into the door for some people who could then eventually, like, hey, what do you got in the back, or, you know, what do you got over here? And that's people who could join RevCo from just coming into the coffee shop.
Absolutely. The coffee shop is kind of our lead generator. Everyone is already familiar with what a coffee shop is. I'm going in there and I'm getting an awesome cup of coffee, but I'm also seeing that there's meeting spaces, there's workshops to help people grow their business. You know, through this research, we've learned that 44% of Americans actually report that they have a side hustle.
Mm-hmm.
Only 44% report it.
Right.
We know that there are so many people out there who actually has a side hustle because, let's be honest, it's expensive to live here in America, and you have to have multiple revenue streams.
Yeah.
And it's most people's goal is like, oh, I want to work for myself. But when you're just getting started, there's nowhere where you can go to get that skill-based learning where it's, you know what, how do I build a website? Or how do I even know what business entity to start?
Yeah.
So we're using the coffee shop as a lead generator to show people, hey, we also have all of these business programs that we do for our members. Our membership is, it's cheap. It's $29 a month. Mm-hmm. You'll get Wi-Fi, access to the workspace, and access to all of these awesome classes who are actually taught by our very own members.
Yeah.
Because we want our members to be seen as local influencers and experts in their field.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really collaborative kind of idea. We're excited to bring it to South Jersey, and we're excited to work with you to really help us plan this entire space. It's going to be really neat.
And I'll add, just going, you know, to go back to Revco work, like one of the reasons why I was attracted to it was, yeah, I'm a member of the chamber and I used to do other networking groups, but here it was the, I mean, you might have said, oh, we're going to do mastermind groups or something like that. Like the educational part of it from, you know, coming from the community, it was such a big draw for me because it was like, I didn't want to go, like some of the other networking things, it's like, you know, you're just trying to get business.
Yeah.
You know, so people are throwing out a quick commercial, and then if you leave that meeting and you don't get a lead, you're just like, why did I waste my time? Week after week, you know, it's doing that. Or I found that some of these were set up where you have to give leads, and people give you crap leads. It was just like, literally would sit there and be like, oh, wait, I know one. And they'll be like, hey, I got a buddy.
Yeah.
And then you get it, and they call, and they're just like, well, I don't need your services for anything. It was just like, you know, they just do it to fill in the numbers. Mm-hmm. So this is more of a collaborative. I mean, you have connect, collaborate, create.
That's
so it's big. I mean, my firm, Dauntless Design Collaborative, come on. You know, there's a definite
just
connection
meant
there.
To be.
Yeah.
Just meant to be.
Yeah. So that was a big draw to me, and you know, I'm very excited to see where you take this from here.
Thank you.
Real quick with the coffee. I mean, here you have a company that provides the coffee. You're going to make your own?
Yeah,
coffee?
Actually, before this, I was already looking at coffee equipment because we want to start batch brewing our own cold brew and perfecting our recipe. So yeah, we're gonna start. We're using our roaster. Our roaster is End Grain Coffee in Pittman. I'll give him a quick shout out.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to start perfecting our own recipes. So we're gonna start brewing our own cold brew here, probably in the next batch. So next couple weeks.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah. He's got one keg from him right now. We keg our coffee. But now the next keg, we're gonna actually brew our own. It's gonna be pretty fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool.
I'm excited.
All right, I guess we kind of just went through all the Revco and anything else with that, and we'll move on to the next part, or think of any shout-outs, or?
Shout-out to all of our members. I mean,
yeah.
60 members in 10 months is no small feat. This was an idea, hasn't been done here in South Jersey, and really in the country. We're really trying to pioneer something new, and it's been really cool to have the support of our members who have been helping us and being so open-minded developing what this business plan and business should be.
Yeah.
So I'm super thankful, and shout out to all of our members. You guys have been amazing, and thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Cool. All right. Well, we'll do some events, but we'll do that right at the
end.
You can do that. Okay. So moving on, we're, obviously Rich the Architect, so I got to ask an architecture question. Basically, I've asked my other guests this as well. It's like, in your life, when can you think of an instance or maybe a building of, like, when did architecture enhance an experience that you had?
Every time you walk in the doors. With a coffee shop, it's super, super important that you have great flow of traffic, right? So when you go to Starbucks and you think that they just put that bar where it is, no, they thought of the whole experience of how the traffic flows.
Yeah.
Because just imagine if you do, they say 80% of your sales happens within just 20% of your actual operating hours. The simple 80-20 rule, and it's true. If you are inefficient with the layout of the space and you end up serving 20% less than what you could have, that's a huge hit to your bottom line and to your sales.
Yeah.
So everywhere that you go, architecture has a major play in the experience and the bottom line of a business. Everything comes down to efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's like one of the classic stories that I've heard over the years in terms of retail space and whatnot is McDonald's.
Yeah.
Like McDonald's actually purposely does bad design. and they make sure that the seats aren't too comfortable. so that you get in and out so that they can have a turnover and have more and more people in their restaurants.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
So it's, yeah, it's definitely throughout, you know, every little thing. I mean, I could probably go on and on about different experiences I've personally had on some of my projects.
Yeah, when you tour a new city, where do you go? You go to like these architectural marvels that are in the area.
Yeah.
You go to City Hall in Philadelphia and you see all the amazing architecture. Architecture has a play in everything that we do, everything that we experience. I experience architecture every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited to work with you to help us to make sure that we have the best experience possible for our guests and our members.
Yeah, and I'm excited to work with you as well.
Thank you.
Any way I can enhance the experience would be great. Okay, final question. You ready for this one? You all good? You know what the question is.
So. I am. I forget the title. I'm going to pull it up.
Okay. So every episode is I have music for the episode. And since you're the guest, you get to choose a song artist. How are you going to do this?
Well, it's summer. And it feels like summer. And that is my song choice. It's Feels Like Summer by Childish Gambino. It's probably completely different than what most guests pick, but it's a great song, I think.
It might be in my range, but it's probably your younger generation than what I usually pick. So
Feels Like Summer, Childish Gambino.
All right,
great song.
We'll put that on the outro, and we'll have that at the end of the episode. So before we sign off here, if you want to give any update or any of the events that are coming up or any shout-outs you might have forgot about?
Yeah, just stay tuned, guys. This is an ever-evolving business. Follow us on our Instagram, our Facebook, at RevCowork. Check out our website for constant updates. This is a fast-moving project, and we're super excited to hopefully get this place built in the next 6 to 9 months. So, stay tuned, guys. Yeah,
do you have any events that are coming up with RevCo?
We got events lined up every single week. Check out our website. You'll see our full calendar of events there. Next week, we have Personal Branding 201 taught by our member, Matt Otterson. And if you're a local business owner or professional and you want to come hang out with us next Thursday, I believe, is Brews and Business. So our members get together for a little happy hour here at the office. We turn on the kegerator and get the beers flowing and just the conversation's going.
Yeah.
So yeah, stop by, check out our website, and you can see all of our calendar events that we have every single month.
Cool. All right, well, John, thanks for having me.
Thanks, bud. I appreciate it.
Thanks for coming on. And real quick for the podcast, Richie Architect has a Facebook page. I've posted a number of things asking people to like the page. I'm going to look at the Facebook Live right now. Like the Facebook Rich the Architect page. Don't just like the post. So that'd be great for that. And so I guess that's about it. We're going to sign off here. And until next time, see you later.
See you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, so the music as John picked out for this episode, let me turn this down a little bit, is Feels Like Summer by Childish Gambino. It's kind of funny when I think about this because I'm a little bit, probably about 13 or 14 years older than John, and I think this is good music, but he just may have turned 29 recently. And I saw I read something somewhere, or maybe I saw a video, whatnot. It was around the age 29, 30 is when your music interests, like you stop liking new music, which I'm always liking new music. But at the same time, I think the normal, like my normal listening of, day to day, like when I'm in the office or in the car or something like that, ends up being probably, it's very true. Like usually the music that I pick is not something that just came out. It might be something that just came out, but it's more of like, it's still the same group of artists that I was into back you know, back when I was 29 or earlier. So, I just felt that it was kind of funny to, you know, that John was around that age and that, it was, yeah. So anyway, but I actually don't really listen, to Childish Gambino, but it's funny. I do see him all the time in like videos and things like that. And I'm like, ah, who's that guy? But now I know, and, got a little education there, but yeah, so that's it. And, yeah, until next time, we'll see you then.